We strive for perfection. May 28. We are to be holy as Christ is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16. With our limited powers, we are to be as holy in our sphere as God is holy in His sphere. God expects us to build characters in accordance with the pattern set before us. We are to lay brick upon brick, adding grace to grace, finding our weak points and correcting them in accordance with the directions given. When a crack is seen in the walls of a mansion, we know that something about the building is wrong. In our character building, cracks are often seen. Unless these defects are remedied, the house will fall when the tempest of trial beats upon it. God gives us strength, reasoning power, time, in order that we may build characters on which He can place His stamp of approval. He desires each child of His to build a noble character by the doing of pure, noble deeds, that in the end He may present a symmetrical structure, a fair temple honored by man and God. In our character building, we must build on Christ. He is the sure foundation, a foundation which can never be moved. The tempest of temptation and trial cannot move the building which is riveted to the eternal rock. He who would grow into a beautiful building for the Lord must cultivate every power of the being. It is only by the right use of the talents that the character can develop harmoniously. Thus we bring to the foundation that which is represented in the world as gold, silver, precious stones, material that will stand the test of God's purifying fires. Holiness is an entire surrender of the will to God. It is living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is doing the will of our Heavenly Father. It is trusting God in trial, in darkness, as well as in light. It is walking by faith and not by sight. It is relying on God with unquestioning confidence and resting in His love.